Welcome to another episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. I'm Rugby. Keep those engines tuned up as we continue our travels around eastern North Dakota, taking in the sights, sounds, and stories of some of the most classic vehicles in the Red River Valley. Last week, we got things going in the right direction with our kickoff episode in Findlay. This week, we came back east to the home of the KRJB Hillsboro Studios for the car show last night at Hillsboro Days. Shout out to our friend Ben Alba, the Hillsboro Body Shop, for running another excellent show. There were dozens of classic and modern beauties lining Main Street with stories from beginners to experienced car show enthusiasts. Let's start at the beginning with Brian Mattson from Hillsboro entering his Blue Beauty Ford F-150 into its first show. On our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, we're here at Hillsboro Days in the Classic Car Show, chatting with Brian Mattson from Hillsboro. And Brian, you brought this beautiful blue Ford pickup truck. Tell me kind of the specifics on it, the year, where you got it, how much work you've done on it.
It's a 1985 Ford F-250 with a 6.9 diesel in it, 6.9 IDI, and we bought it for $800, and I bought it from a guy down by the cities. And we drove it back, and we, you know, went through the motor, and we put exhaust on it, and we haven't touched the body because we kind of like the old patina of the rust, and we put in a lot of work into it. My son's girlfriend just redid my dash on it, so yeah, it's coming along pretty nice. We're not done yet.
You just mentioned you're not done yet. What's next on the list?
We're gonna do some body work on it. There's some holes in it that need to be filled in, but we're still gonna try to keep the patina of the old look. You know, we don't want nothing too shiny. You know.
Favorite place you've taken this vehicle?
This is the first car show we've had it at.
Wow. inaugural
yeah.
Show.
Yeah. This is the first one. So, yeah. And I wish my son could be here, but he's on a trip out to Wyoming because he'd want to see it too. So.
Yeah. Any other vehicles in the arsenal that you may bring to future shows?
No, this is the only one we got. So, yeah, this is the first one. So,
well, we're getting things started with the first car, your first show at your first car show at our North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, Brian Mattson of Hillsboro. Brian, thanks for bringing this ride along, and I'm sure we may see it down the road some other shows.
I hope so, too. Yeah, we'll have it other places. So, thank you.
We got a chance to chat with one of the most unique vehicles of the bunch, so unique, in fact, that parts of several vehicles were used to complete it. On our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, I'm talking with Rick Jackson, correct?
Yep.
From Grand Forks. And Rick, I got to tell you, there aren't too many rides here yet at the time we're talking, but you may have the best one on the lot. Tell me about it, make, model, what it was, what it is now, okay. And the story behind it.
Well, back in, I think it was August, I went out to Sharon, North Dakota. Okay. And I bought an international pickup that had a 350 Chevy and a 350 turbo, and it needed a lot of work. It was reasonably priced, and somebody had done a nice job building a chassis and whatnot. And the second owner didn't do quite as much to it. And when we got it, we started out, I needed shock mounts, and I needed a floor pan and a firewall. Well, after the shock mounts got built and I saw what the shop could do, then we kind of got a little crazy and we did a lot of stuff to it. We ended up, we have the old school decals on the doors. And with old school, 350 Chevy doesn't really cut the bill. So the gentleman that worked on my car had a 315 Dodge Hemi out of a 59 Dodge. So we put that in. We put an automatic overdrive from a mid-80s GM in. We've got a Ford Bronco rear end. And cab, doors, and tailgate is the only thing international. The rest of the box is early 50s Chevy. We've used what they call the old suicide front end, where you've got a tube axle and cross spring. The radiator is mounted. You can see a spring there. So sometimes when you're driving, that's kind of moving, and you wonder, you know, is it loose and going to fall off? But no, that's what they do with the springs. Cab, we didn't do a lot. We put in some engine turn metal for glove box door and for the gauges and a couple of door panels. Got a third seat out of a Suburban for the seat, and it actually has a retractable lap and shoulder belts. The chassis on here doesn't allow to have a great big deep box. So when we did the box floor, I told the gentleman at Evil Iron Classics, James Sandgrat, he's the one that did the work on it, we need to make a piece to advertise your shop. So when we did the floor, we put louvers and the ball mill lines in. And I've had people, you know, come look at the truck. They go, where'd you get this done? So I told them, I said, be a good advertising tool. And we did it. So what we have now is way different than what we started with. And we got it finished end of April. And right now I've got just about 1,600 miles on it already.
So I was trying to tally it up in my head. How many different vehicles did you take parts from to make this one vehicle?
Well, at the moment, I can probably count at least five or six that had parts that went into it. When we got it, it had the Bronco rear end, and it actually has leaf springs. But the way we designed it with the angle and whatnot, there was an open area here that if you put ladder bars in, they would kind of show off and they would be something that you could have there. So I probably have only one of the only suspensions in the country that has leaf springs with ladder bars, but they're more of a decoration. So, and then we used a 32 Ford grill, so there's another one. And the radiator is 32 Ford. And once we did that, I started thinking, how are we going to put the cooler back here? Well, these little latches that you see on the side, they're 32 Ford hood latches. So we just kind of kept everything the way it should be. And we looked at what we wanted to build was a 50s, 60s hot rod. And this James is... he is a nostalgia guru, and between the two of us, that's what we come up with. The truck was painted when I got it, and I'm sure it was all spray canned, and probably three different brands of paint, because you'll find spots where, you know, it's lighter there, darker there, the door is different than the rest, but it's all old hot rod. Nobody ever did, you know, you didn't get a Riddler award for your paint job on your hot rod back in the 50s and 60s, so... Yeah.
I imagine that it would be a wonder to look in your shop. Do you have anything that's coming up, or have you put all of your time and energy into this?
Well, this one actually was in the Evil Iron shop, because I just have a small 20 by 20 garage. And when this is in the garage, it's sitting alongside a 61 Ford Starliner. And I don't have a lot in my garage, but I work on a few little odds and ends on this, mostly now cleaning. And if there's rain in the forecast, you probably won't see it at the car show because there's too much cleaning involved if it rains.
Well, perfect weather to bring this down. Rick Jackson from Grand Forks, thanks for sharing your story. I love all the different pieces in this. Of course, you can see a picture on our Facebook page. And Rick, thanks for the time. Thanks for the story.
Thank you.
I know Rick and I could have kept the story going with the dozens of intricacies on that ride. You can check out the pictures in our Hillsboro Days photo album on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. Though I'm not sure they do it justice. Along those same lines, our last story comes straight out of an action film. It was certainly a classic car you had to see to believe. On our North Dakota Car Show caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, I'm talking with Nolan Thorsrud of Grandin. And Nolan, you brought a sweet red ride that's straight out of a James Bond movie. Kind of tell us what it is, year, and what you've done to it.
Well, a lot of hard work has gone into that one. It's a 2000 Factory 5 racing kit car, and it's a 65 Cobra replica. Had it about 3 years. And bought it as a basket case and kind of ground up build.
So did you take items from other vehicles to incorporate into this, or is it all from one?
It has engine from a Mustang, a transmission from the Mustang, and the rear end is from a Lincoln.
And best place you've taken this vehicle, best drive?
Well, the maiden voyage was Memorial Day weekend to my daughter's graduation, and worked out all the bugs and came back here, and this is the first car show it's ever been in.
I'm taking it that you don't ever let your daughter take the car out by herself?
No, she's actually a little afraid to ride in it. So, yeah.
What got you into this hobby to begin with?
I've always been a gearhead. My old man, my dad, took me to car shows when we were young. Just always loved the hot rod scene and all the beautiful cars that come out, and just decided to build one finally and found this and built it up, so it's good to go.
Anything else in your shop that you're building up, you're working on right now?
Well, we have a few things going on, but the next one will probably be a GTO.
That's all the stories for this episode on the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. Don't forget, at S&D Auto Repair, they repair more than just vehicles, especially as the temperatures continue to climb. If your AC unit isn't firing in all cylinders, S&D can tune it up and get it back in gear for those dog days of summer. S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, our driver for the North Dakota Car Show Caravan. They work on vehicles from 1929 to 2019 and have clients up and down the Red River Valley and beyond. Give them a call today, 701-524-1553. I want to once again thank our guests on the show today, Brian Mattson of Hillsboro, Rick Jackson from Grand Forks, and Nolan Thorsrud of Grandin. You can check out all the photos on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. You can also check out the interviews on our website, rjbroadcasting.com. You can access those interviews by going to our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ homepage under the Racing tab on the right-hand column. Taking a look at the rest of our schedule for the rest of June, we'll keep you updated on some other car shows going on the North Dakota side of the Red River. In July, we'll head to Cooperstown for the Griggs County Fair, Hope for Hope Days, and we'll finish things off at Swank's Car and Cruise Show in Castleton. Until then, this is Rugby for KRJB, RJ Broadcasting, saying keep cruising.